Smaug the Dragon.
It is almost dark, so that its vastness can only be dimly guessed. But rising from the near side of the rocky floor, there is a great glow, the glow of Smaug. There he lay, a vast red-golden dragon, fast asleep. A thrumming came from his jaws and nostrils, and wisps of smoke. But his fires were low in slumber. Beneath him, under all his limbs and his huge coiled tail, and about him on all sides stretching away across the unseen floors, lay countless piles of precious things, gold-wrought and unwrought, gems and jewels, and silver red-stained in the ruddy light. Smaug lay, with wings folded, like an immeasurable bat, turned partly on one side, so that the hobbit could see his underparts and his long, pale belly crusted with gems and fragments of gold from his long lying on his costly bed. Behind him, where the walls were nearest, could dimly be seen coats of mail, helm and axes, swords and spears hanging, and there in rows stood great jars and vessels, filled with a wealth that could not be guessed. "Revenge," he snorted, and the light of his eyes lit the hall from floor to ceiling like scarlet lightning. "Revenge! The king under the mountain is dead, and where are his kin that dare seek revenge? Girion, lord of Dale, is dead, and I have eaten his people like a wolf among sheep. And where are his son's sons that dare approach me? I kill where I wish, and none dare resist. I laid low the warriors of old, and their like is not in the world today. Then I was but young and tender. Now I am old and strong, strong, strong. Thief in the shadows," he gloated. "My armour is like tenfold shields. My teeth are swords, my claws spears. The shock of my tail a thunderbolt. My wings a hurricane, and my breath death.